wanted to offer some words for the day on Tisha B'Av, having just returned from Minyan, davening outside without the protections and the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. It brings one to a number of ideas of the present Matzav, and perhaps ideas or things that we could learn from where we are today. It is interesting to note that there is a distinction between the kina, which we say about the Hasara Harugi Hamalchus on Tisha B'Av, and the piyut, which we speak about the martyrdom of the Hasara Harugi Malchus in Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we have an entire introduction. Obviously, it's historically is without truth, but nevertheless, the Paitan is teaching us a concept. And he gets the concept is really from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos states that the weight of the string that was put on this Sa'ir Lazazel was exactly the weight of the monies that were used to sell Yosef to the Ishmaelim. Question which has to be asked is what does one have to do with the other? And if you look at the piyut on Yom Kippur, there's a great introduction, bringing in a few of the Rabbanim and say, tell me, what is the halacha? What is the law if someone kidnaps a brother and sells him into slavery? So of course, it's Chayiv Misa. He says, where is everyone? Where are the people of your time? If they were here, I would have put them to death, but they're not here. So therefore, you and your other rabbis will have to suffer the death in their stead. An entire introduction, and then it goes on, and the Paitan discusses the death of each one. This is not an introduction. This is not what we find on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is simply a mentioning of the ten individuals. There's also another time where Yosef and Echav is not mentioned, but seems to take center stage. And that is where that is in the Haggadah. Haggadah is not mentioned, just simply says, Yaakov Ubanov Yerdu Mitzrayim. Yaakov Ubanov went down to Mitzrayim. How did they go down? Why did they go down? Nothing is mentioned whatsoever. There is a Kesef Mishnah that talks about that when we dip the mara into the charoses represents, and the dipping represents the dipping into the blood of the ksonas pasim, that reminder to us of the chait of Mechiras Yosef. So there too, so the question should be asked, why not mention it? How did we get down to Mitzrayim? Why do we mention the fact that there was a chait of Mechiras Yosef? First, let us begin with Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. It's a Yom Kapara. It's a Yom Tara. It's a day which we appear in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo V'Atzmo, and we beg for forgiveness. A person who really wants to seek forgiveness has to look at what are the causes of the chait. How did you get here? You didn't just wake up one day and to be a chote. It takes time. It takes work. It takes preparation. It's a hachana. It brings you finally into a certain stage in life that you're able to be a chote. In fact, at the end of Musaf, we say, "Umachlan l'shivtei yeshurin b'chol davadar." We are so reminded by the sale of Yosef, we say, "Umachlan l'shivtei yeshurin," and we ask God to be mochel, the shivtei yeshurin, the shvatim, every generation, because every generation partakes in the very same chait. And what was that chait? The chait, if you look at the beginning of Yosef, the story of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, they were unable to speak to each other. Yosef, the Rashim said, had a number of shilas from them. They seemed to have Eivim and Achai. They seemed to be delving into Pritzas. And he brings Lashon Diba, and he brings this over to his father. And Mepharshim is saying, how could the Shvatim have done such a thing? How could they have acted in such a manner to eat Avim and Achai? So they all give different answers. Maybe it was a Ben Pekua. or when it comes to the priests, they say it was the Sefer Yetzira. There are answers that are given, but the answers were never sought by Yosef from his brothers. And don't that his brothers try to understand what Yosef was truly trying to teach them. The sinas chinam, the hatred that happened between Yosef and his brothers, never was resolved. Soloveitchik and others have said, even at the end, and I've said this one before in the name of Ramosha, this amazing, amazing, amazing idea from Ramosha Feinstein. He once was giving a, was going about to do a Din Torah, and he asked each of the litigants to be mochel the other. I was, well, listen, whatever it'll be, will be. Well, Michael, what do you mean you want to be Michael him? Michael, whatever you want to say, I'm going to follow. No, I want you to be Michael. I want you to be Michael. He said, why should I be Michael? Finally, Rav Moshe turned to me and said, I want to be Michael. You know why I want you to be, ask each other for Mechila? He says, Yosef's brothers never ask for Mechila. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that B'chol Dovador, that's what we're asking, the Mechila, there never was a Mechila, there never was an end to the controversy, the hatred. They learned to live with each other, but they didn't learn how to forgive each other. And that is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is to understand that we're asking Mechila from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but we haven't learned how to ask Mechila from each other. Why should Kadosh Baruch Hu be mochel us if we can't even think of being mochel each other? We don't understand what it means to have Avas Yisrael. What does it mean to have such a love for Klal Yisrael? I can't remember exactly who said it, but I've seen it in many of the Svarim. And Avas Yisrael, oh, I'm sorry, it's Rav Kook. Rav Kook, Zichron HaTzadik, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, used to say, do you know what Avas Yisrael means? And Avas Yisrael means when you love someone so much, you can't see the chesronos. It's impossible to see it. How could you accept Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael? I'm so in love with the entity. I'm so in love with every single Jew. It's impossible for me to see the chesronos. I can't see what's missing in them. That's Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, though, there is an element of Tisha B'Av that we turn to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. In Ma'oz Ma'astanu Kotzafta Aleinu Ad Ma'od. At the end of the Kinas, at the end of Eicha, we say, Riyahu says, In Ma'oz Ma'astanu, even if we are Ma'oz, even if we are disgusting, even if we have become disgusting in your eyes, Kotzafta Aleinu Ad Ma'od. You got too angry. We didn't deserve all this. We didn't deserve the tragedies of the last 2,000 years. We didn't deserve the absolute destruction of Klal Yisrael. How could you explain all of the years of the Crusades? How can you explain thousands of years of Jews being expelled from each country? How do you explain the sufferings in the story of the martyrdom of so many generations, so many people, so many times? At the end, we read the kinnah for the Zichron HaKadoshim, and just to point out to him, because this is something which we can relate to. He says, Zichrono v'konu kol Yisrael kolchan yishama b'rama. That remember, we read that the kinnah that we're having, the voice is to be heard. They destroyed our people. And one line in this just ripped my heart out. Deme yilodim rakim tzoakim eilechem en adama. The blood of yilodim rakim, babies, are calling out from the adama. How many times the pictures and the stories of Germans taking a child, a baby, throwing up in the air and shooting them for practice. Davishta, how could you allow this? What did I do? I forgot to daven shacharis. I didn't daven mincha. I was speaking in shul. I wasn't makbid in malacha she'en yitzricha legufa. What did I do that is so disgusting in comparison to the rest of the world? How could you have allowed this to happen? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that on Tisha B'Av, both Eicha and found again in the Haftarah of this morning, is a matter for the Jew to turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, how did it happen? How could you have done this? And to question. And therefore there is no introduction. There is no discussion of why this happened. How could this have happened? Because that already lets Kodesh Baruch Hu off the hook. And today we turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, we're not letting you off the hook. To give an expression to ourselves, to allow ourselves to question the Eibishter. And if you think, on the one hand, what that means when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that you're able to question the Kodesh Baruch Hu on this day, if you think that is a richuk, if you think that's pushing you away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is just the opposite. It is bringing you closer to Hashem. Bonim atem l'Hashem. We are still children. And I will discuss this a little bit more soon. But it's not a richut, but it's a kiruv. Bringing you closer and closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu to have a conversation. I remember one of, I'm not going to mention his name, but a very good friend of mine, his father's entire life was devoted really to speaking and talking against and educating children of all ages and of all backgrounds about the tragedy of Germany. He wasn't a religious man. He wasn't Shomer Shabbos any longer. He gave it all up after the war. His children, at least one of the children, is Shomer Shabbos, and his children are Shomer Shabbos. But he had a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He had a very close relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A relationship that I am a kana. I'm jealous. He was angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't understand why you did this. And until you explain yourself, I have no words for you. Only a ma'amon says that. Only a believer can say those words. Only a believer can turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Ginik, now you're going to ask Mechila, not me. Pesach, on the other hand, the reason why it is not mentioned, it's for a very different reason. I believe the reason is because it is the one day of Higad to Levincha, is the bringing a family together. How do you bring a family together on Thanksgiving? Well, I'll tell you one thing you don't do. With your children who are Democrats, and if you are a Republican, you're not going to have a discussion whether you're going to vote for Trump or you're not going to vote for Trump. You're not going to have a discussion whether you believe in the Republican platform or the Democratic platform. You're going to have simply a discussion about the family and how important it is to have a family together. And that's why we don't mention, yes, we know how we got here. We all know how we got here. But we're not going to mention it. We're going to keep this for another day, another day's discussion. Right now, we're going to create Shalom Bayis. And when you're creating Shalom Bayis, you don't bring up, you don't talk about what caused you to have the rift within ourselves. But what's interesting about Tisha B'Av is that the moment that the Beis HaMikdash is starting to burn, when it's all over, and the fighting stops, at that moment, that is the moment of which we sit, we stand up. We no longer sit on sitting in Shiva, sitting on the floor. At the Chatzos, we stand up and we sit in our chairs. And the entire mode, the modus operandi, the mood, the whole hashkafa of the day switches from a day of mourning of Avelis to also a day of tshuva, of repentance. And we start to look forward. Now that we're here, what do we do? The morning was dedicated to Kima Osma Asana Kotzafto Aleinu Ad Ma'od. The mourning has to deal with kinnis of discussing of all the great tragedies of the past. The mourning talks about the brother and the sister. It tries to get you to understand this isn't simply numbers. There are people. Every individual had a story. Every neshama was lost. There was some story behind this individual. Don't get used to numbers. Don't get used to 6 million. Don't get used to a few hundred thousand. Don't get used to that. Every individual has purpose. Every individual has Kedusha. But at the beginning of Chatzos, everything changes. Why? Because you can mourn the past. But once the tragedy occurs, the Jew asks a very simple question. Where do we go from here? What do we do? What do we do to change? So first of all, I want to begin with an amazing discussion with Tshuva, of Abadi Odayim. And I find it interesting how he looks at this. Bashen Espaktem, Beis HaKnesses HaGadol, there seems to have been one shul, Shabbat Uzzarim V'chilu B'zman Shahayis B'ira Oyev, Shahutziyah Kol HaSifrei Torah Ba'arna Kodesh, V'samu B'mekomam Pesel Shal Oso Ish Yitzamam. They came in, they destroyed this shul, they took out the Sifrei Torah, they destroyed them, they placed in them, I guess, a picture of Yashka. So now, after this, the war, they were able to go back into the shul. They wanted to know, can we go back, first of all? Is the Kedusha still there? As far as Kedusha is concerned, she Kedusha is based on Knesset for Aron HaKodesh by Makom HaMunach. The Aron HaKodesh was still there. You can daven there. Everything as if it was. It's in Linidi Delanshab is Baneno, the Ain Oveda. First of all, they were not Avodas, really Christians are not Oveda Vodazara. Barakla Zecha Ba'alma Mamidam is Satzlom and Beknisa Shalem. Begam Ze HaPesacha Omisham Lo Lashem Avodazara, even the statue which they have of him is not Lashem Avodazara. It explains this, not a problem. Ugadola Mizumatsina Bismana Vasenu, Bimea Chashmanoyim. It's true. And look at Chanukah. When we go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Uksubi al Hanisa v'archakech bo banechol edvir beisecho. Ufino sechalecho v'tiros mikdashecho. V'liku neiris b'chatros kodshecho. What do we say? Acharei hatihur v'apinu chozru l'avodas HaMikdash k'rishona. We go back to where it was. Vim came Mikol Shekem Benididon. The Hakol Hu Mechubar Vegam Bezman Hazeh Da'in. Of course, the shul is still there. Nothing is destroyed. Vada Yechom L'Shtamish Boker Rishona. El Demiyos Tov V'Siyado L'Yechol L'Tzavosh. It's already cleaned up, maybe repainted. Whatever, to give it a little form. The Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha never dissipates. And the Chidah. And others to say, of course he didn't dissipate. Once it's a hashra, it's a shechina. The Kedusha remains there forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu never leaves it. But then he says something to the questioner. V'yod, when you see this, and he quotes it, just the smakan other, shenogen kav, you have to understand, why did this happen? Shebavon zeh shenoagim kalas rosh v'veis ha-kineses nehefachin ha-batei ha-kineses v'batei ha-avodas kechavim. Im kein nimtze de ikar ha-gorim shenefach ha-beis ha-kineses v'beis ha-avodas zara hu rak me'avon ki yechidim shelo negabo b'yiras ha-kavod. When Chatzos begins, we turn to ourselves also. In the morning, we turn to God and we say, "Kima osma astanu katzata lenimod." We don't buy it. We don't accept. We're not going to accept answers. But the Jew at the minute after Chatzos turns inward. What did I do? What did I do that I seem so far away from the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Ulezen is gagal hadava shabah beiskaneset dekach. We look inwardly. That's why we grow. That's why we succeed. After every tragedy, we look into our own neshamos. What can we do to improve ourselves? Uleze alein levakesh rachamim alatzman. And that's why you have to ask for rachamim. Alavarshes misibam bo habeiskan. You have to ask, what did you do? It's rachamim. It's not enough to blame the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I don't accept your answers. No, you have to ask yourself, what did I do? And then he compared it. He says, "Hayos tov, ba'aris oris atshuva hazu lahakus yom echad tanis tzibur." You should make yourselves a tanis tzibur to think, to remind you, and to help you do tshuva. We know full well. We didn't say Tachanun today. We skipped certain Ketan. Why? Because it is a Moed. It's an amazing idea. It's a Moed. It's a Moed in the future. This is going to be a happy day. A Sasam V'Simcha. And that message of the fact that it will be as a Moed is so important to us. Bonim Atem L'Hashem. You think that God has left you. We think Ma'os Ma'astani, you think that he finds us disgusting. Doesn't find us disgusting. There is still an Ahava. Kalu, there is still an Ahava, Li Olam Vod, an Ahavas Olam. No matter where we are, no matter what state that we live in, the Kaddish Baruch Hu never has left us. There is an unbelievable short thought of the Alei Shor. There is a moed shel kirov when we come close to Kaddish Baruch Hu, shlosh regalim. V'yeshna moed shel richad zehu tishabav. This is even now a moed, not a moed in the future, but a moed even now. Yesh lavin echshach lekvo moed al richuk behabore. How do you make a moed about how far you are? You can destroy yourself. What does that mean? You can make it a comparison to Adam Shalem Uba Emes who Russia. There is a person who thinks of himself as a He's a perfect individual. In essence, he's a Russia. Choshev shu osam mitzvos me'emes en averos. Osam ma'aseh zimri mevakesh schar kepinchas. Zuei madrekatav. This is the lowest. When a person thinks he's a good person, he's mamish a Russia. Al zeh tover yirmi ha'navi. Eich tomri lo nitmeiseh. How do you say that? I wasn't matame myself. Achri habalim lahalachti. What? Look at yourself. How could you say you weren't a chotam? Al Rasha Hamoda, but however, v'mina be'emes, if a person's a mamish mamin, al Rasha Hamoda p'sho hu yochlu rachim. With a Rasha who's moda, I did something. Kadosh Baruch Hu can have rachimim on you. Ach lo amisha ovel cheshbo melibo. Not someone who destroyed the cheshbon, the idea of cheshbon ha-nefesh from his heart. Reb Shimon ben Chalefta Omer, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, Ameh Heveizi Kol HaMishpatim Halalu, B'Shvil She'amata Lo Chatasi. You know why he destroyed? Because he said, Lo Chatasi. I didn't do anything wrong. Zeho Yematzav Hador Lefnei Churban HaBayis. Ach Bevo HaChurban Nivkechu Einehem V'Hikirus Atzman B'Chokim. After the Churban, they finally realized how far away they were from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Well, HaKaras HaRichuk HaZeh Kavu Mo'ish HaRichuk. And this HaKaras, this recognition, that's a Moed. Okay, you're so far and far away from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But to recognize that, to recognize there's still a relationship, to recognize, yes, it's a relationship and I have left his side, I am so far away from him, is the beginning of the end. Or the end of the beginning, whatever you want to say, it is the beginning of the Hachzara. It is the beginning of coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's a Moed. The Omeka Inyan Huzeh, Kasha Adam Omed Al Atzmos Rikuk Mimeni Yisbarach Humbavchim, when you realize how far away you are, Em Non Rachok Aval Yachas, but there's a relationship. Yesh Kvar Beino Levein Baruch. If he is abelo, if he destroys any relationship, there's nothing to do. And that, nenasa betisha ba'av, lamoda kol atzmos haricha shalonim ha'bari yisbarach, and that's why he is a moed. The changing of the God, the realization that we can come home, the realization that the tragedy of yesteryear is something which can be undone, is how we move closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And every Jew has to feel this way. The Rav writes in one of the books of Abraham's Journey, I would say that a spark of Ruach HaKodesh is to be found in the soul of every Jew. God addresses himself to the Jew, calls him from within, and waits an answer. Some respond after a while, some ignore him. How can man determine God's presence or the absence from the sanctuary he dedicates in every soul? Is it possible to recognize God's presence? The answer is yes. The Halacha has equated Simcha, the emotion of joy, with Lifnei Hashem, the awareness of God's presence. On the other hand, grief and sadness are indicative of the metaphysical vacuum caused by God's absence and from the abandonment of man. The Halacha has warned man, has tried to teach the individual to recognize God in every joy experience, in every beat of a happy heart, in every tremor of fulfillment, in every ray of light that enlightens us and makes life worth living. One should recognize God in every achievement that gladdens the soul, in every day spent meaningfully, and the fatigue and the creative person experiences. In a word, if a man is happy, if he has a song on his lips and a melody in his heart, then let him recognize God. It is the fact that even when we are in such beautiful places, when we realize all of our successes, we don't realize to give recognition at that moment to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ze hayom asa Hashem nagilo v'nisvacha bo. And this idea, the fact that there is going to be a moed in the future, Rav Shimon Schwab writes it so beautifully when he's saying the psukim uvekitzurchem es kitzir atzachem. This is found in Parshas Emo in between the Moadim. And Rashi brings down over there in the Toas Kahanim, Omer Rav Dimi, Berevi Yosi, Mara Hakasav Litnam, Be'emta HaRegolim. Why do we bring down the halacha of Peya, Shicha, Leket? Why do we bring this whole thing in Torah's Kahanim, Be'emta HaRegolim? Lamdecha Shechol Hanosing Leket Shicha Peya La'ani K'roi Malalosoki L'bona Beis HaMikdash V'hikrav Alav Karbonos V'tochel. It's as if we built the Beis HaMikdash. So Shimon Shrab adds to that, Remez HaKosav L'moeh Sheyeh Be'emta HaRegolim T'haynu Tishabo Shal Asad Lavo. And this was a remez, and in the future there will be a Beis HaMikdash. The Beit of the Bayis HaShlishi, and then it will become a Moed. The other and last point I would bring out to say that what we should learn from Tisha B'Av, something which the Rav wrote which is found that Rabbi Nachum Ganak wrote in a shir that the Rav gave in Maseches Brachas and back in 1957, which I think is also something to think about when we say that we're asking every day for tzipisa the Yeshua, we're yearning and looking for the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the Yeshua and back into Eretz Yisrael in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. He writes, Kilulos Avatano Tiskar, remember the love of our bridal days. So we say this in Sechronos. As described by certain commentators, the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai was considered a wedding between Hashem as a groom and Israel as the bride. Mount Sinai, suspended over the nation, served as a chuppah. The two tablets, Ksuba, the marriage document through which the betrothal was to become effective, Moses acted shliach laholocha, the agent of God to the groom to present the shtar at the nation of the bride. So the first set of luchos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, was appointing Moshe Rabbeinu to be a shliach laholocha. Shliach laholocha means he is bringing the luchos to Klal Yisrael. And on the way, he could stop with the shlichus. A shlich, that's the halacha. A shlich can stop midstream. Or the person who the mishaleah can call back the shliach until it's given. After Moshe descended Mount Sinai and witnessed the worship of the golden calf, he decided to annul the marriage document by breaking the tablets. By doing so, he spared the nation from an imminent death, since the shtar was never delivered. Later, after Israel's repentance, they did tshuva. And we asked, we wanted that the tablets, the luchos habris, to be given to us. Moshe served not as a shliach laholocha, a shliach lekabbalah, the agent of Israel, the bride, to receive the shtar. The second luchos, rather than as God's agent to deliver them, as a result, the betrothed by God at this time became effective as soon as Moshe received the shnei luchos. If a person really, it's a piece of the Yeshua, we can appoint someone to be a shliach laholacha. That's from God to us. As he's coming back to us and asking, here, I'm giving you something. Or we can appoint a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lekabbalah means we're ready. We're anticipating. We want it now. We are asking for it. What does that mean to be tzipisa the Yeshua? It means much to many different people. It means Aliyah. It means moving to Eretz Yisrael. It means to building Atzeinu HaKadosha. It means in preparation. The Ateres Kohanim, they're preparing, they're learning all the halachas of Kodshim. They're preparing the Kalim of what will be. That means there's a real anticipation. In real anticipation to learn, and Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Mashiach came that day and they were going to build the Beis Hamikdash, and Kohen Gadol would have to come to the Rav, and the Rav would teach him how to be makriv all the karbanas. That's the piece of the Yeshua. The Chafetz Chaim, when he introduced the Sfarim and he talks about Kachem, he says, like in everything else, he said, what do you think is going to happen? The Beis Hamikdash is born, is built tomorrow. Then he can sit down and start learning the halachas. Too many halachas to learn. But that's in everything in life when we were doing tshuva at this moment of the Churban Habayis. That we have to create to become a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lekabbalah means we're ready to anticipate. We're not waiting for someone to offer it to us. We want to change the world. We want to change our status. We want to change the way a Jew believes of himself. That is the haschalah that we begin at the moment after Chatzos. Prior to Chatzos, we are questioning, we are asking, Ki ma'os ma'astanu, kutsafto aleinu ad ma'od, we're not asking for tainas, we're not asking for tshuvas, we're not asking for simple answers to our questions. We are going to not accept it. That's why we don't have any additional understandings of Asar Harugim Malchus. But the moment Chatzos begins, we stand up. We stand from our side and we start to ask ourselves, Neha Yolanu, how, what happened to us? And what can we do now to change our world and to change the existence of Klal Yisrael and to bring us every single day closer b'karav yameinu to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yirtzeh Hashem, and just as this year we sat outside, many of us sat outside and questions that we have to ask ourselves, how did this happen? Im Yetz Hashem b'mheru b'yameinu that Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. And next year, not only will not be sitting, as much as I enjoy sitting outside in the backyards with friends, chaverim and davening, next year we shall all be zocher to be sitting inside the Beis HaMikdash b'mheru b'yameinu.